For many hockey fans, fantasy hockey is used as a way for them to get through the winter months. With the pandemic having a second wave here in Newfoundland over the past few months, fantasy hockey players have used these leagues as a way to escape from their day-to-day life and help them stay connected with their friends. Fantasy hockey is a league created usually by a bunch of friends. Each person has their own team that they draft at the start of the season, and they play each other week by week until the end of the hockey season. The person who wins the 8-team playoff bracket wins the league for that year and has bragging rights over their friends. Gavin Roach and Ryan Gulliver have been in their 12-team league, Few Buys Hockey, with their friends from high school for over 6 years now. Gavin says playing in this league is something he looks forward to each and every season.
It's important to me because it's a form of entertainment for me, something for me to do, and it's just cool, you know, like you can put money on the line if you want to make things a little more interesting with your friends, and it's just a good way to have a laugh with your friends, you know, you can chirp each other or something like that, depend on who you're playing on the week, and it's just a good bit of fun. It's something I wouldn't want to give up anytime soon.
Ryan says what he loves about playing fantasy hockey the most is micromanaging his team. He says it helps him deal with his stress.
I know me personally, I work a pretty stressful job. And so during the day, I like to take 15-20 minutes out of my day just to go on Fantasy Hockey League and just manage my players. And it kind of gets me into a clear headspace to kind of get myself together and regroup.
Gavin says it's been hard not being able to see his friends over the past few months. He says that playing in this league has helped him not lose touch with his friend group.
Basically just talking about the hockey players you have on your team or trying to figure out a trade with your friends because you can trade your players on the team. So it's just another way of talking to your friends, like a different matter of staying connected for sure.
Ryan currently lives in Manitoba. He says that hockey has always been a way for him to stay in touch with his friends back home here in Newfoundland. This year has been tough for him. He has only been able to get home once due to the pandemic, and he says that playing in this league helps him not lose contact with his friends here on the island.
It helped me stay connected with my friends during the pandemic because you're always chatting with your friends. You're always talking about how the NHL games did and how your players on your team have performed, you know, during the week or during a big hockey weekend, and especially Zoom calls I think were pretty big during the pandemic because you're watching the games together with your boys, and you know you're trying to hash out some trades during on the fly while you're watching the game. So yeah, it's been pretty good.
The fantasy hockey community keeps growing each season. A lot of people are starting to create leagues because it is something to do during the winter months that help people take their minds off the things that are happening in their lives. Gavin and Ryan say that if you're having trouble communicating with your friends, to start a league with them because it gives you a reason to give them a message or a call. Gavin says that usually people don't stay as close friends after high school, but this league has made his friend group grow closer. For Kicker News, I'm Kyle Curtis.